Jesus, you made the way. Jesus, you made the way, the only way. Jesus, you made the way. Verses in 1 John 3 that just touched my heart so much today. 1 John 3:19, and by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. And so with this, Lord God, we come boldly. We just thank you that even in our weakness, Lord God, you're greater than our heart. Worthy to be praised. We just thank you for the Spirit of truth that we proclaim tonight. Thank you, Lord, that you are greater than our hearts. Thank you, God. Worship you because you're worthy. We sing praises to you. And we honor you and we invite you and we want you, Lord. We want to draw ever close to you, God, so we can stand in confidence and boldness, Lord. Thank you for making a way, Jesus, that you are the power that works within us. That you are the holy love that works within us. And that it's not by our might or our power, by your Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Be honored here tonight. Be honored here tonight. Be lifted high.
Oh, made my dead and raised this life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt, who raised this life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead.
We adore you.
We adore you, Jesus. We adore you.
See? here I surrender, held in your mystery of grace, calling me closer, waking desire, coming alive in your name. Holy, holy are you, Lord, worthy to be praised, rising in my soul, all consuming flame, Yahweh, fire, 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 rising in my soul, it all consuming flame, Yahweh. Is the one who lives in us, the great I am, Yahweh. He was, you was, and is to come. Is the one who lives in us, the great I am. rising in my soul, an all-consuming flame. Yahweh, a fire, rising in my soul. Fire.
of kings and the Lord of lords. You reign forever. Marvelous light, you shine, you shine all around. Darkness flees at the sound of your name. You are Yahweh,
Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh,
too holy for words.
You are Yahweh, Yahweh,
Yahweh,
Yahweh, you're coming again, Yahweh,
Yahweh,
Yahweh. You're coming to reign, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. You're coming again, Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. You are coming to restore, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. You You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve all praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Your name, Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name, worthy is your name, Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name, worthy is your name. Deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve.
Be exalted. So we want to lift up our beloved Pastor Bill, who is in Brazil. So we want to join together as one right now and just be a battering ram in the spirit and go after everything the Lord wants to do. I just felt like earlier in worship that no matter how we feel that there's warfare being accomplished in our worship tonight, and we're to step into that. And I just heard we're taking ground. And we're going on the offensive, and we're not just advancing, but there's some battles that are being won tonight in the spirit, or that can be won if we have faith to step out and to see and perceive our worship that way. So before we go into praying for Pastor Bill, I just want to read out a scripture that I was reminded of. I was reminded of a trip we had to India, a mission trip. I think Christy and Teresa, you were on that trip, and a number of people here, where we were teaching the children in a particular area about worship. And it was so powerful, and this is the scripture that we were teaching out of, and we just watched the children after this time step into an activation of warfare worship. So this was from Psalm 68. May God arise, may his enemies scatter, may his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke. As wax melts before the fire, may the wicked perish before God. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. And we were just talking to the children just about, just like smoke. Picture smoke from a fire rising up, and, you know, it gets in your eyes, and you might go the other direction, and then the smoke goes the other direction. But smoke, you know, is a driving force, and just teaching the children to picture their worship like that, that is, and also as smoke is driven away, that may the enemy be driven away. And so I just believe as we agree together in prayer and as we're in worship tonight, that there is going to be just a release of his anointing, and we're going to drive the enemy. The enemy thinks he's going to attack. The enemy thinks he's going to ambush. The enemy thinks he's going to bring backlash, whatever he thinks, but the Lord is so much bigger than that. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Father, we come together as one for Pastor Bill, Lord God, for all our ministry partners in Brazil, Lord God, for Inez. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up their arms right now in the Spirit, and we thank you, Lord, that they are fortified every way. We thank you, Lord, that your glory goes before them, over them, under them, behind them, Lord. Your glory is their rear guard. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that your ministering angels are warring on behalf of Pastor Bill, Lord God. Father, that he is your war. He is your worship warrior. He is your son. He is completely protected by your glory. Father, he is completely surrounded, Lord God. He is baptized fresh in your fire, just fresh fire, Lord God, over Brazil, fresh fire over everywhere where Pastor Bill goes, or that where he goes, your fire turns, and it breaks forth, and it burns up the chaff. Thank you, Father, that where worship arises, where Pastor Bill, who is a worship warrior, Father, where he sings out your name, where he speaks out your name, every tormenting spirit flees in the name of Jesus. Every deception flees in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of infirmity flees in the name of Jesus. Every Jezebel spirit flees in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that where your worship is rising, Lord God, and where Pastor Bill, Lord, is just, he is just one who is consumed by the awe of you. Father, that where that is, Lord God, no devil, no enemy, no plan, no attack, no lukewarmness, no nothing that's not your fullness can stay, Lord God. We just speak fullness, Lord God. Fullness, Lord God. Lord, that your glory would break forth everywhere where Pastor Phil puts his foot, Lord God. Your glory, wherever it is, Lord God, if it's in a business, if it's in a church, Lord God, if it's on the streets, Lord God, if it's in a house, Lord God, we speak open heavens and portals of glory everywhere where he goes in the name of Jesus. Lord, that he is taking territory. He is taking back ground for you. Thank you, Father, that he is on a mission to take back ground, to expand your tent pegs, Lord, to expand your territory, Father, so that everywhere in Brazil, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father, that you're just stirring up everywhere he goes. If there's any lukewarmness, Father, if there's those who have fallen away, Lord God, if there's any just sleepiness, Lord, that these people are stirred up, Lord God. Lord, you're stirring them up, Father God, to rise up into their destiny. I just see an army rising up in Brazil where Pastor Bill, I just see him speaking out to a group, and they are turning from sleepy people in pews to just warriors. So I just thank you, Father, for that activation, Lord God. You're raising up your warriors, your end time army, that it's happening right now. And Father, we thank you that Pastor Bill is just infused with your strength, Lord God. We just thank you that his immune system is completely fortified in the glory, Lord God. That, Father, he feels better than he's ever felt before, Lord God. On this trip, Lord God, that he will just feel the strength, Lord God, of just 10 horses, Lord. We just speak that over him, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your mission and your purpose, Lord. Father, that's being accomplished, Lord, right now in Brazil. Thank you, Lord. I just see a clock, and I thank you, Lord. Father, that there will be divine alignment and proper timing for assignments on this trip, Lord God. Father, I just see a clock hitting 12, and I just feel, and part of dunamis power, an aspect of dunamis power is the dunamis power to create the correct timing for alignment to happen, for his purposes to happen. So I just thank you, Father. I thank you for divine connections on this trip, Lord God, that you're opening up doors that might have been shut, Lord God. We say open up the door to every connection, Lord, that you have for Pastor Bill, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that you're bringing encouragement, Lord, to those who are discouraged, Lord. Thank you for your encouragement that's released. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift up his arms, Lord God, and everyone who's part of what you're doing there, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, for this assignment. We thank you that we will commit, Lord God, to backing him up in the Spirit, Lord, as we go through our day, Lord God. Father, that we are holding up his arms in the Spirit, Lord God. Father, teach us in this season. Let our revelation go deeper of what it means to be an armor bearer, Lord. Father, we ask for that. Lord, you say, if anyone lacks wisdom, to ask, Lord God. We're asking for an increase in wisdom on our role as armor bearers, Lord, and our role as intercessors, Lord. Father, forgive us where we've fallen short or not hit the mark, Lord God, that you've called for us, Lord. Lord, there's no condemnation, but you're saying, rise up. I've called you to something higher. So we thank you, Lord, Father, that we will be on alert. We will be sober-minded, Lord. Father, because, Lord, you just called us just to be in tune with you all the time, all throughout our day, Lord God, and what is happening in heaven so we can pull it down to earth. So just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Anybody else who wants to pray out for anybody, get a word, picture, or just pray out?
Just going to declare these verses over Pastor Bill, but also over our whole Frontline family, just as a blessing over us as we have exited 24/7 prayer, but still believing that the Lord's moving on the wings of our prayers. Zechariah 2:5. For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire around her, Jerusalem, and I will be the glory in her midst. In Psalm 125, the Lord, the strength of his people, a song of ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Peace be upon Israel. We thank you, Father, for your word. We just thank you, Lord, that your peace is upon Pastor Bill and everyone that's with him in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you surround him like the mountains and that you are a wall of fire around him and the glory in his midst. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you that you're a mighty wall, a mighty bulwark around him. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that your word, which is like fire, and it's like the hammer that breaks the rock in pieces, we thank you that your word comes out of his mouth, your word, your rhema word, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. And we expect to see mighty breakthroughs and testimonies come forth from every place that the sole of his foot treads. Thank you, Lord. And we also lift up our Frontline family. Father, anywhere where there has been warfare coming against people in our Frontline family or in the family of the leaders of this ministry, we just lift them up in the name of Jesus. And we say, as the Lord surrounds Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. So I thank you, Lord, that we declare and decree over every family that's represented in Frontline, that you shall surround them like the mountains, and you are a wall of fire around them and the glory in their midst. Thank you, God. And we thank you, Lord, for just every mighty thing that you did through 24/7 prayer and worship. I just thank you, Father. There have been things in the news, multiple things that I've seen in the news that we prayed about during 24/7 prayer and worship. And then we saw a protection. We saw a provision. We saw a breakthrough, a deliverance at the nick of time. So just multiple things over the weekend, God. And even today, Lord, and we so thank you, God. We so thank you. Thank you for the privilege to enter into an extended time of prayer and worship. Thank you, Father, that you gave us the grace to step into that. Thank you, Father, for every person and even external ministries, outside ministries that partnered with us. We just thank you and praise you, God, for how you displayed your glory and your goodness, the majesty of who you are through 24/7 prayer and worship. We just thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
The Lord just prompted me to read out Ephesians 4, 29 through 32 for all of us. And also for Pastor Bill, I was just quickened when I heard about this from Michelle. She had to leave here because it reminded me of a time when I was in Ghana many years ago and sickness had come near me and I was pretty ill. And I got up in the middle of the night and I called out at that time Andy and Josh for some reason. I don't remember why. And Andy had a picture, a similar picture to what was seen tonight, except I had to do some warfare with inside of a creature, which isn't fun, but I was able to do that, and it brought the healing. So I thank God for the fact that the vision that Michelle saw tonight involved something similar, but not necessarily knowing what would be coming up or would try to come up against, and that there was a raising up of a mighty standard to take this ancient critter out and down. And so when we don't need to be majoring on details or anything like that, but we have to be mindful one with the other that when we're in overseas mission mode that we really need all hands on deck and we need people to step in and hold everyone's arms up. But it's not just overseas. But when we are overseas especially, it's extremely intense. Last week was a big week of intensity and ferocity in the spirit, and it was great, as Mandy said. So praise the Lord for that. But we have to be mindful the enemy is sneaky, and he's going to look to distract us. He's going to look to bring us into a place where we're thinking about our own needs, our own wants, and how we feel. And so he gives us, the Lord gives us just an utterance for these few verses from 29 through 32. And I'm going to read them in the Amplified, but just listen to it. So that in our own thinking, as well as our own murmuring, maybe in talking with other people, be it people in our family or friends or neighbors or something like that, wherever it is, or it's just ourself where our thoughts are not captured and taken captive but to the obedience of Christ. Many times our own flesh rises up and we don't take it as far as the enemy throws, as far as he wants to do. He throws thoughts in our minds in addition to something that could be hurtful. And then he takes it even further with ideas and then stands back and watches to see whether we will react in the flesh or not, to try to make ourselves feel better, protect ourselves, or have the last word, things like that. Excuse me. That's the enemy. So we have to be wiser, smarter than the enemy. So let's just read this. You can put it up if you'd like. Denny back there. And again, it's AMPC, Amplified Classic, Ephesians 4, 29 through 32. Let no foul or polluting language, and I'm going to add my take to this. This is inner language with somebody that can actually agree with judgment and accusation. It may just be that we're quiet and we let something go and someone else is feeling that. And we actually are coming into agreement with it and it affects us. So let me read it again. Let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as it is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those who hear it. That's really intense and very direct, but it's very helpful. Verse 30 says, excuse me, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not offend or vex or sadden him by whom you were sealed, marked branded as God's own, secured for the day of redemption, the day of final deliverance through Christ from evil and the consequences of sin. Verse 31, let all bitterness and indignation and wrath, including passion, rage, bad temper, and resentment, anger, animosity, and quarreling, brawling, clamor, contention, and slander, evil speaking, abusive, or blasphemous language, let it be banished from you with all malice, which is spite, ill will, or baseness of any kind. And then finally in verse 32, and become useful and helpful and kind to one another, tenderhearted, compassionate, understanding, loving-hearted, forgiving one another readily and freely as God in Christ forgave you. Father, as we read these words, Lord, we just thank you for Holy Spirit conviction that we talked about on Sunday. And we thank you, Father, that if we have indeed fallen into any traps, that we would immediately say, Lord, you're speaking to me, and repent and turn it around. And Father, if there's anything set up as a trap for the future here, for anybody in word and speech, inside, outside, inner speech, outer speech, Father, let them miss that pitfall so they don't stumble. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that in this place, more and more, we just have a solidarity of ideas that come from you, of hearts that match your hearts more and more. Thank you, Father, for the unity of the Spirit, which is the bond of peace. So, Father, I just thank you for the words that have been spoken out already. We decree and declare over my beloved, over Pastor Bill, over the Father in this house. I just thank you, Father, that he is strengthened and he is filled up with your might and your power. I thank you, Father, that he walks in your glory. I thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, and that he is given extreme holy wisdom in all situations that he's coming to face here, even this week. I thank you, Father, for the things that you have orchestrated, that you have set your heart and mind to, that he's cooperating in. I thank you, Father, that he's a Nathan, and he is used as a prophetic, apostolic, prophetic person to be able to bring about change. And I thank you, Father, that the ancient serpents and the ancient demonic powers in that realm, in Brazil and where he's going, Father, they don't stand a chance when we're standing and holding up his arms. And I thank you, Father, that he is used to bring down the strongholds that would keep things from happening, that would forward your kingdom. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the wisdom from above that percolates inside of him, and that he will be able to see and use brilliantly. I thank you, Father, that he just shines with your glory. I thank you, Father, that he will give such a great report because you have been with him, that as he spends time in your presence, Lord, that you give him a quickening and a word in season to be able to see before he gets into situations. We lift up the same for Pastor Juseo, for Janini, for Manny and his wife, and also for Inez and any other leaders that he's been with, any other people, Father, that he is connecting with over there, and all of the sons and daughters who we have over in Brazil and the ones that we haven't met yet. So we thank you, Father, for that. And thank you for the divine connections. And thank you that every spiritual accomplishment that you've set forth for him to be part of, that he would not miss, and he would be the head and not the tail in every way. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you for the divine health. Thank you, Father, that there is absolutely nothing that can come against him and afflict him in any way. Thank you, Father, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Father, that he walks in your divine provision. Thank you for your protection, your extreme protection, and all the angels, Lord, the angels that surround him. I thank you, Father, that they have been released. They are there doing warfare, doing battle, and surrounding. They are angels of provision, angels of healing, angels of gathering, refusing all division, refusing all clamor, refusing anything that would come against and rise up against the knowledge of God. Thank you, Lord. All religion, that he would be able to take that sword of the Spirit and chop right through it. Thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke. Thank you, Father, that he's able to see in the Spirit and hear exactly what you would have him say and do. Thank you, Lord, for divine connections that are meant to bring to pass that which you prophesied, and much of which we still don't even know yet. All that has been prophesied ever since we became connected in Brazil, that not one place of forward movement shall be lost. Not one place or any relationship that we have had will be moved in a direction that isn't from you. Not one. So I thank you, Father, for complete and total breakthrough, for a complete and total turnaround in every way. Thank you, Father, as this is preparation also for what's going to go on for relentless pursuit. Let it be. Let it be. Open up the windows of heaven, God, in greater ways, that there will be just an open heaven that's flowing around him. And Father, that he's able to feel it, sense it, and know it. Thank you, Father, for all the new connections he's already made and what's coming in the next 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. Thank you, Lord. Let it be. Let it be. We believe in breakthrough. And we thank you, Father, that as we pray out every day, and we don't forget, even when he returns, that this is very significant. This is part of your end time plan. So we just thank you, Father, that things are being set up for the future, and we call the future into now. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Father God. And I also, Lord, thank you and praise you for what you're doing in Cidade de Deus, in Heliopolis, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. It's such a privilege even to speak or hold a microphone there. Thank you that those are your precious ones, Lord, that really need your favor. So thank you, Father, for using Pastor Papa Bill there as well. Thank you, Lord, and for Inez. Thank you, Father. You're so good. You're so good. A thought, picture, word, vision that they want to share? Yeah. I think most of you, if not everyone here, has done communion, so I'm going to offer that tonight for any of you here. It's a small group, so if you would like to lead us in communion, I'm going to pass the mic to you. So I'm giving that opportunity. You don't need to have something prepared. You are prepared because we're in his glory. So, and if you've done this recently and you've been speaking out, let someone else have an opportunity. So, is there someone who would like to do that? Would like to lead us here tonight? Lead us in communion?
Just read the verse that I read at the beginning, if that's okay, MP. You want me to go ahead?
You have a verse for communion?
Yeah, I mean, I read it.
You can just
first,
read,
but I want
to just lead out. Lead okay. out communion. That's great.
Okay, Jesus. You want to. Thank you. Well, I can't find it.
Did you want 1 John 3, Chris? That's
yes,
what it was.
That's what it was, but I'm not finding what I'm looking for.
Jamie has the... She can give it to you.
Yes. Cause I don't know. I'm in it, but I can't find the verse that I read earlier. It's at the beginning. If her heart's good. Maybe it wasn't. It was a different version that I... Okay, I'll just... Here, Jamie. I'll just look at one more version and see if I... I'm sorry. I can't find it. It's a verse about when our hearts condemn us, that God is greater than our hearts. And
here, Chris, I have it. I'll give it.
Thank
to
you. I don't know why I can't.
It's okay.
Find it. It's 1 John 3, isn't it?
That's not, yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking and can't see it.
It starts in.
It's early on.
16, 17, 18. I think that's New Living, but
First
it's still the same thing.
John, 1 John 3. I'm sorry. If someone has something else to share, I'm not finding when I'm the verse that I read earlier.
That's okay. You can, if you want to just lead us out in communion, that's fine.
Yes. Well, Lord, the bottom line is, Lord, and what you spoke to my heart is that you are greater than my heart. You are, what you have done on the cross is greater than what is going on in my heart. Lord God, you are greater than any of that. And I'm just so grateful, Lord, that you supersede, because of what you've done on the cross, you supersede everything and anything that that would be in my heart. And so, Lord, I just thank you for the sacrifice that you made on the cross so that I can walk in no condemnation. I can walk in what you've done, Lord God, and be secure in you and the breakthrough that you've accomplished by tearing the veil, that I could just enter in with boldness. And that's what you spoke to me before, and I know that that's all because of what you did and the power of your cross and the power of your blood. And so, Lord, I just simply say thank you and simply just receive that tonight. Lord God, we just know that it's so greater than what we can understand or imagine or think. So Lord, we just receive what you've done on the cross so that we can enter boldly, and that you are greater than our heart. You are greater than what's going on in our lives, Lord God. And so I just thank you, Lord. And so we just receive your blood. We receive your body, Lord God. We receive the power of it, Lord, to just come in and change us so that we can walk in confidence. That's the other part of it, is that we can walk in confidence with you, Lord God. And so I just thank you. So we just receive that tonight. Receive that by faith in Jesus' name.
hear my call. God, our healer, God, our strength, loving kindness is your embrace. It's who you are. Oh, 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 Jesus, friend above all friends, you laid down your life that I might live. Faithful shepherd of my soul, Savior, you have made me whole. It's who you Spirit Comforter, your eyes are filled with laughter. You are wisdom, you are life. My every need you supply. It's who you are, holy, holy. It's who you are, holy, Lord of all, holy, Lord of all. You're holy. Who you are.
who you are, King of glory.
Enter into a time of prayer before we wrap up tonight. There's a hurricane. It's a tropical storm right now, but they're projecting that it's going to rapidly progress to be anywhere from a Category 3 to a Category 5 hurricane. They're projecting storm surge to hit the Tampa Bay area like they've never seen in our lifetime. And then it's supposed to hit Central Florida, go up towards Jacksonville, and then cut straight into the heart of Georgia and go up towards Ohio. But they're saying that it could be a major hurricane as it goes well into Georgia. So usually a hurricane, maybe it's a Category 1 by the time it hits Florida, but they're saying that it could be still a major, major hurricane as it hits well into the inland United States. So it was really on my heart to pray about this. A couple years ago, there was a major hurricane, like a Category 5 hurricane, that hit the Fort Myers area, and the church prayed about it for the days prior to it, and the way that there were miracle things happened with the way the storm surge came in. It came in, but it went out in a way that it didn't cause the damage that it had projected. And that was really, I can't remember which hurricane it was, but that was what was on my heart today that I was thinking about, that if we would pray about this and ask the Lord to intervene, that we could see a turning of this, that this catastrophic storm surge that they're projecting and inland flooding, and people are already being told to leave, and they've already called, you know, the governor of Florida, Governor DeSantis, has already issued a state of emergency, and it's still a tropical storm well in the Caribbean, but they're saying that it's going to rapidly get bigger and going to hit tomorrow. Tomorrow into Thursday, yes. I think it's going to hit the Keys. It's going to start hitting the Keys tomorrow, and then I think it will hit. Andy, if you want to check me on that real quick, I think it's supposed to hit the mainland on Thursday, but it's supposed to start hitting the outer parts of Florida tomorrow. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the state of Florida. Father, we love the state of Florida. Many of us have family that live full-time in the state of Florida. I jokingly call Southwest Florida Florhio. Father, we love Florida. Father, so we ask that you would, for your mighty intervention in the name of Jesus. What they're projecting to be a catastrophic hurricane, we call for a turnaround of that in the spirit, in the mighty, all-powerful name of Jesus. And we declare the blood of Jesus is all-powerful. The blood of Jesus is all-powerful. So we plead the mighty blood of Jesus over the state of Ohio. We plead the blood of Jesus over the whole Tampa Bay area, all of the Fort Myers area, over all of Central Florida and Orlando, up into Jacksonville, and North Central Florida. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over Georgia and Alabama and the Carolinas and Tennessee as this storm will go up, Father. We pray, Father, we ask for your intervention. We ask for your holy intervention. And we commission the hosts of heaven. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the Lord of hosts. We declare that you're the Lord of hosts over this storm, over the state. So, Father, we ask that you would release your mighty angels We ask, Father, those miracles we saw a couple years ago with that other major Cat 5 hurricane, we ask for you to do those same things again, Father, where there would just be miraculous things that happen with the storm surge and the inflow and the outflow. We just ask for those, and we pray, Father, that if people need to leave, you would give them the unction to leave. We just pray, Father, that you would just do everything that you have the ability to do, which we know is infinite. We just ask you to pour out your glory, that we would see a turnaround of the situation. And we specifically pray for the family members that are connected to this ministry in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that you protect them, that you protect their property and everything that pertains to them in the name of Jesus. And we just ask, Lord, that you would use this to bring many to Christ. We pray, Father, that you would use this to soften hearts, and that you would use this, that this very situation would be an inflow of the gospel, would be an inflow of many salvations, and that many people would turn to Christ through this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we thank you for joining us online tonight. We pray that you're richly blessed in the name of Jesus, and we'll see you on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Good night.